President-elect Trump's on-again, off-again meeting with leaders of the New York Times is back on. He canceled a meeting with an announcement on Twitter this morning, but the Times has now confirmed to NPR News they are, in fact, meeting today after all. All of this follows Trump's meeting with news executives and TV anchors yesterday. This is all about the new president's relationship with the media, and NPR media correspondent David Volkenflik is covering it all. Hi, David.
We meet again.
What's happening with the Times?
Well, this morning at 6:16 a.m., Trump announced that he was canceling a meeting. He said that they had sought to change the terms and conditions of the sessions. It was very unfair. The Time was being nasty. He wouldn't do it. The Times responded, contradicting him utterly, saying, no, he wanted to cancel the on-the-record portion of the meeting, the longer one with more people, journalists, reporters, columnists, and editors, and that wasn't acceptable to them. And it seems that he has ultimately yielded. That, in fact, after conferring with folks, Hope Hicks, spokeswoman for Mr. Trump, has said that he will be meeting with the Times, and the Times confirms that will be the case, that he'll meet off the record first with the publisher, that's Arthur Sulzberger Jr., the head of the controlling family of the New York Times Company, and that he will then meet as planned initially with reporters and journalists and editors.
Okay, so he will meet to discuss future terms of coverage with what is arguably the most important newspaper in the country, but he'll also take some questions on the record, which he's done surprisingly little of since claiming his election quite some days ago. So that's going forward. What about this other meeting, David Volkenflik, the one with TV network anchors and executives, which was supposed to be off the record?
Well, it was supposed to be off the record. It leaked out very quickly. I think it's probable that it leaked out from the Trump camp, although we don't know from sure, because the initial part of the meeting, although he invited people in, said this is a wonderful gathering, all these anchors, all these executives here, the initial 10, 15 minutes of the meeting, he spent dressing them down. He looked at Jeff Zucker, the head of CNN. He said, you guys have been terribly unfair to me. And it's amazingly, in part, because Zucker had been a partner of Trump when Zucker was one of the top executives at NBC. And when Zucker was at NBC and when Trump had the Apprentice franchise. And by the same token, he then looked at NBC and said, you guys are the worst. And he complained about photographs, which depicted him, he said, with double chins. So it really seemed very personal to him. He said the coverage had been wrong and that he did want to reset with more fair coverage, more truthful coverage, he said, in the future.
Just to be clear, because the phone dropped out a little bit there, you're saying the president-elect of the United States took time to complain about how many chins he appeared to have on some photographs that were used of him on NBC, right?
Astoundingly right. And, you know, that's a very personalized approach. Now, if you think about why he might have wanted to get away from being on the record today with the New York Times, you can look no farther than their homepage or their front page of the Times. They had a story today about how his vast foreign holdings may represent an unconstitutional possession on his part because it suggests a violation of a clause against entanglement with foreign powers, and a lot of his deals abroad do rely on foreign governments and deals that he's cut with them there. So those are the kinds of questions that one would imagine and certainly hope that New York Times journalists would be posing directly to him. Donald Trump hasn't had a press conference since his election or, you know, many months prior to it.
And so just to be fair, the bottom line is that after this fracas today, the president-elect is going to be taking on the record questions. There are a lot of serious, serious things going on, and we may have some opportunity to learn what he thinks about a few of them, right?
That's right. I mean, I think that it's a really important moment and that, you know, it's important for journalists to leverage whatever meetings and encounters they have with the president-elect to get on the record answers about his intentions, his policies, appointments, and about some of the, you know, essentially unprecedented baggage he carries with him into office.
David Volkenflik, thanks very much.
You bet.
He's NPR's media correspondent. He's in New York City.